Jesus told his disciples a parable about the necessity for them to pray always without becoming weary. He said, there was a judge in a certain town who neither feared God nor respected any human being. And a widow in that town used to come to him and say, render a just decision for me against my adversary. For a long time, the judge was unwilling, but eventually he thought, while it is true that I neither fear God nor respect any human being, because this widow keeps bothering me, I shall deliver a just decision for her, lest she finally come and strike me. The Lord said, pay attention to what this dishonest judge says. Will not God then secure the rights of his chosen ones, who call out to him day and night? Will he be slow to answer them? I tell you, he will see to it that justice is done for them speedily. But when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? The Gospel of the Lord. Today, our meditation is on prayer. And we have, sometimes it's not easy to pray. We pray to have relief, maybe from our problems, and sometimes the situations, they get worse, and then we get discouraged, or even doubting, on whether God is there for us or he has just turned his back against us. In our first reading, we have this miracle happening with Moses. Last week, we said that God is the only one who does miracles. Human beings, they only participate or they cooperate with the grace of God. And so today we have Moses holding the staff of God as they are fighting against the Amalek. And the reading says, as long as Moses was raising his hands towards heaven and holding the staff, they were strong. And so when he became to get tired, and then they also lose the fight. But thanks be to God, he had people on his side. So they came to hold his hands so that he'll still be able to hold the staff of God. And so this miracle gives us an idea that in any miracle, there is always something behind. The miracles will help us to not only to appreciate miracles as such, but to go to the origin of that miracle. And so here, Moses is not the one doing miracles, but it's God. But of course, in order for God to do miracles, he needs you. He needs your participation. Meaning what? That he depends on us. Even though, yes, we are weak, we are sinners, but still God will still use you as sinners in order to reach out to his people. And some think that because they are sinners, then they cannot cooperate. Because they are sinners, then they cannot preach or they cannot even read the Bible. No, God knows you better, and that's why he counts on you. And are we willing to say yes, to cooperate with the grace, and to allow God to do miracles? Because if Moses was not there, then the miracle would become difficult to happen. And he's always there for his people. And then the second lesson from this reading is the support from each other. We should never live like individuals, like living separated from one another. These two guys, Aaron and Ur, came to hold his hands to support him. But the one in the middle, he was getting weak. And so with the support of these two guys on his side, then he became strong. And sometimes that's what most of us lack as human beings. When there is a member in the family who is not feeling well, and then just leave him alone. No one cares about him. It may be the father, but still, as a father is responsible for the family, he also needs support from the wife, support from the children, support from everyone. And that's why we have the church. The church is there to support us in our battle against the evil. Are you caring about one another? Sometimes we'll see those who look like sad, but no one will ask them, what's wrong with you? Are we supporting each other in our families? Are we supporting each other in our journey of faith? Because we cannot journey alone. You cannot resolve all the problems by your own. You need support from God. Of course, God is there for all of us. And at the same time, we need support from each other so that together we will be strong. You will never become strong alone. No, no way. You always need the support from others. And in our second reading, St. Paul is inviting us to hold fast to the Word of God. And this Word of God is the Bible, and at the same time is Jesus Christ as the Word of God incarnate, the Word of God revealed to us, and is telling us to become wise. Our wisdom does not come from books. Our wisdom comes from the Word of God. And there was a writer who said that the Word of God is like a mirror. You know, the mirrors, I believe, that you have in your rooms. You look at your face. How do you look like? When you see yourself in the mirror, how do you look like? That's our only question for today. How do you look like? Beautiful, handsome? And so in order to judge or to correct or to reprimand, as St. Paul says, even to encourage and to support each other, you have to use the Word of God. To care about your family, you have to use the Word of God. So let the Word of God become the light, the guidance in judging everything. Because it is, again, to say, that person is bad, that one is evil, this one is good, this one is maybe in the middle. But we only judge according to our expectations. But if we base our judgment on the Word of God, and then maybe we'll try to be impartial, we'll try to be just, just as God is just to all of us. So do we have time to read the Word of God? Do we have time? Yes, some do. Others, they don't have the Bible. It may be a book or an app in the telephone. It doesn't matter. What matters is the time we are having to read that Bible, to read that Word of God. You remember that I told you that we Christian Catholics, we are accused by the Protestants that we are lazy to read the Bible. And this Bible will be like our only constitution, which will talk about God, will talk about Jesus Christ, will talk about ourselves. And when you read that Bible, as I said, it's like you are looking, you are contemplating your face in that Bible. And then maybe when you read, then you see how beautiful you are in the eyes of God, not in the eyes of the world. And in our third reading, Jesus gives us this parable of a judge who neither fears God or any human beings. By the end, he said, I shall give a right decision to this widow because she keeps on coming, asking the same thing. And so the judgment was just to get rid of that lady. And so Jesus says, if this dishonest judge will give kind of judgment, this judgment, how about God who is always just? Even before we pray, he knows what we need. And so it's an invitation for us to pray always, not only once, to pray always. As long as we're still alive, we have to pray. You pray in the morning, you pray anytime you think about God. But sometimes, again, because of problems, because of maybe not knowing how to pray, and then we get tired in our prayer life. We get tired, we get discouraged. Why? Because some of our prayers are not heard. Some of our prayers are not answered. And because of that, some, they even go, they leave the church because God is not answering their problems. God is not helping them in their journey. But those are the words from Jesus, says the necessity for you to pray always without becoming weary. Yes, it's human, but at the same time, we know that the grace of God will help you to journey faithfully towards the place in heaven, towards the heavenly Jerusalem. And so justice, yes, we need to have justice. We need to fight for justice. But where do we go to look for that justice? Only God will give us justice. Only God will give us the right justice, not based on partiality on some conditions. But we know that justice is part of his nature. And so whenever we look for justice, we have to go to God. Whenever we pray, we have to go to God. And at the end, Jesus asked, when the Son of Man will come, will he find faith on earth? That's the question. It's not mine. It's from Jesus. When Jesus will come back, will he find faith on earth? Yes or no? Yes. Yes. And so that faith should remain always shining. Shining through good works, through the works of mercy. As the antiphon says, the word of God is living and effective. And if you have faith in God, then we understand why we have to read that word. We have to touch that Bible. We have to contemplate it before making any kind of decision. We have always to pray that the word of God will enlighten us in making right decisions, decisions which will not regret after we have made them. So my dear brothers and sisters, let us pray that this Holy Eucharist we are celebrating will increase our longing to listen to the word of God, and it will help us to persevere in praying. And when we pray, we should not doubt. Because like going to the doctor, and you are doubting if the doctor will help you. Even though the doctor does the best of himself, since you are doubting, you may not be cured. And then you'll start blaming the doctor that he's not good. No, when we pray, we come in faith. Because prayer is an act of love, and prayer is an act of faith. And of course, as we journey together, let us also support each other as brothers and sisters. And sometimes I ask to some people, when I haven't seen them, maybe for 1 week, in the mass, when I see them, I ask them, why are you not coming to mass? Some, they take it seriously. Others, they laugh. But I'm not checking, I'm not controlling. But I'm just reminding them that they have to come or ask if there is any problem. Because as long as you have not made any step towards the person, you may not know if the person is in trouble or needs your support. So we have, in this case, what we need is the spiritual support, moral support, psychological support. We should not feel lonely because we are living in the community. We should not feel lonely because we belong to a family. Yes, we have your own families, but we have that huge family, the family of those who believe in Jesus Christ. So let Mary and Saint Joseph intercede for us and help us always to persevere in praying to God in love and hope.